There's your childhood right there.
I can't not keep that going.
Well, the thing is, when I'm knocking on doors, for some reason, I just go automatically to that tune, too. So that's our childhood.
My go-to when I'm making noises, like tapping on things, is the Super Mario Brothers 2 theme song.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By the way, welcome to the podcast. we don't want you to interrupt our conversation here.
Right. Excuse me.
We are Get Geekish. Is that what we are? We are, yeah. Or we're both part of?
We is.
The royal we of geek. Yeah, whatever. You talk about nerdy stuff.
you maybe know us by now. If not, then welcome.
You got some catching up to do.
Right. I'm Derek.
I'm Bino. And this week, we're talking about
video game movies. Well, I was trying to like be more like fanfare about it, but...
Sounded more like Siri when you did that.
Yeah. Video game movies.
Super Mario Brothers.
So, yeah, what kind of brought this up was we're kind of in a... Do you want to call it a renaissance of video game movies? Like, they're kind of coming back.
There's a lot more video game... Because they've had some successful ones lately, where they can take a movie based off video game and make an actual decent movie to go along with it.
Like, Detective Pikachu is one of them.
Uh-huh.
So, that and then we have Sonic the Hedgehog coming out in February, which...
After they remade the graphics, I'm very excited about.
I think after you mean the whole country bullied the studio into re-imaging him, then... Yes.
I'm going to say they rightfully bullied the studio on that one.
So that's coming out February 14th, so Valentine's Day. Mark your calendars. Then we have Monster Hunter coming out in September, which is a very popular video game.
I've never played Monster Hunter, but people that play it seem to be like...
It's time-consuming.
Well, yeah.
Uncharted, which is a fantastic series, is quote-unquote rumored for December. I don't know about that because I'm pretty sure that they just cast Tom Holland as Nathan Drake, which a lot of people are upset about, myself as well, because he doesn't seem to fit it. Anyway, and then a year from, well, today, basically, Mortal Kombat,
another one
comes out in 2021 in January. Then we have another Tomb Raider coming out, a Minecraft movie coming out in 2022. And then there's a whole bunch of slated, like, Gears of War film, Mega Man film, Metal Gear Solid film, which I'm not holding my breath because that's been in the works for 15 years now, probably.
Don't worry. Sony doesn't sit on thing. Oh, wait.
another Detective Pikachu, a Call of Duty film, a Tetris film, which, what?
A Tetris movie?
Yep. Yep. Another Mario film, but this looks like they're going the animated route of it, and then Dragon's Lair, which is basically a playable movie as it is. So, we're kind of coming back, which I appreciate because I've always had a special place in my heart for video games, especially the story-driven ones where it would make a great film if they do it right.
Well, I think it's funny because the first slate of video game movies were torn apart by most critics and even a lot of fans in some cases.
Are you talking like the early 90s?
Yes.
So we got what? Super Mario Brothers?
Super Mario Brothers, Double Dragon, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, Wing Commander, Tomb Raider, Resident Evil, and stuff like that.
The Angelina Jolie Tomb Raider.
Yeah, there's some hits and misses in there, but overall people kind of made a joke like, you can't make a good movie out of video games. And then we go to this recent renaissance and go through some of the recent video game movies. And we go, oh yeah, they're getting a lot better. But there's some stinkers dropped in there too. You look at some of the recent video game movies, mentioned Detective Pikachu, Rampage, which was surprisingly fun. Well done for what it was.
For based off of a video game where monsters just climb up buildings and destroy it,
uh-huh.
It was fun.
Resident Evil, the final chapter, which I think is one of the better ones in the series.
Because it's the final one.
The Assassin's Creed movie, which...
Yeah. I didn't watch that, and here's the reason why. I heard it sucked.
Let's not beat around the bush.
I like the Assassin's Creed franchise. I like the story that they have in it. I heard that this one just kind of tore all the lore apart and rushed through things. So I was like...
Yep. And then there was the Warcraft movie, which we were discussing, that I fell asleep in it. I couldn't get into it, but I never really played Warcraft. And from what you said, you saw with a bunch of Warcraft fans that loved it.
Yeah. So I've never played Warcraft either because it was always those ones where... I looked at it and I'm like...
Back in college, I was an EverQuester, not a World of Warcrafter.
StarCraft I've played. Warcraft I never did. And so I went to the movie with some Warcraft geeks. They were all about it. And they're laughing at stuff and pointing out stuff like, you know, the little Easter eggs and everything for like the game and everything. I'm like, yeah, I saw that too. I don't know what it means, but so I think Warcraft, maybe they had high expectations for it, but fell flat because they
it didn't appeal to the general public enough.
They went too niche.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like, it was entertaining, but it was also really long.
It was very long. I fell asleep right at the beginning. No, I watched an hour and a half before I fell asleep. Before that, we had Hitman, Agent 47, which I heard was trash.
I saw the first one with Timothy Olyphant, which was okay, but...
They had a Need for Speed movie, which I didn't know existed.
It's actually entertaining. Mm-hmm. Aaron Paul's in it from Breaking Bad. Hmm. It's not great, but it's entertaining.
Three before that, Silent Hill Revelation.
Which was okay.
I hated the Silent Hill movies. I watched the first one. That was more than enough for me. Then Resident Evil Retribution, Resident Evil Afterlife, Prince of Persia. There's one that was garbage.
Hey, that was a fun movie.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Tekken, which I didn't see because also, again, I heard it sucked.
Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
I didn't see. Did you see that one?
No. I heard nothing but bad things. But as we talked before, I loved Street Fighter growing up. So even the trashy first one.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Uh-huh. I still get a kick out of. I will not say it's a good movie, but I still get a kick out of it. Is that a bad pun on accident?
Kind of. What's funny to me about the fighting games, too, is fighting games kind of were developed first and then the story second. So it's always been one of those ones like, we have this great fighting game. What's the story? It's a championship.
They're in a tournament and they
got to protect.
Somebody was kidnapped. Yeah, somebody was kidnapped.
Well, because that was the thing with Street Fighter. It was this whole thing. Like, I don't know. They made it weird, and then with Dead or Alive was just. I never saw that movie again because I heard it was trash. The game was okay, but that's why I'm kind of excited that they're actually digging into the Mortal Kombat lore for the new one.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot there. Like, the developers have put a lot into the story recently, so.
Maybe they have recently. I just laugh because I loved the Mortal Kombat games when they first came out, but the story was a joke. Like you said before, as they came with a fighting game and had to go, oh, yeah, here's a magical, mystical god that wants to run a tournament. Yeah, okay.
And he wants
go.
To protect Earth. We need to protect Earth because they want to take it. And he can steal your soul. Yeah, yeah. And then we'll have a thunder god in there. Yeah!
Make it happen.
Which on paper, you read it like, but if it's done well, okay. So let's backtrack real quick. We were both youngins in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
We were both video game people. We loved the Mario series.
Mm-hmm.
They announced the Mario Brothers movie. You get excited.
Yeah.
I remember I got to go to that movie because I got good grades on my report card. I got to pick the movie, so I picked that one.
Were you let down?
Yes and no. I still love that movie for what it is. And even though it was Bob Hoskins, right? Yep. Was Mario?
Was it Hoskins and Leguizamo?
Yeah. Even though Hoskins kind of was outspoken about it and said it was trash, it is a trash film. Basically the only premise it has to do with the game is the names.
Yeah. Well, they do go through a sewer portal.
Right. Which, that one's still, it's at a construction site through a rock, and they have to have a special meteorite that takes them through
it. It's been a while. The thing I hated about that movie the most was they had to invent the jumping shoes. Like, I like that they incorporated the super jump.
Well, the jumping shoes are kind of like throwback to where the little Goombas are in that green shoe.
It's not a throwback, though, because this movie came out before that game came out.
Super Mario Brothers 3? No.
Didn't it?
No. Came out maybe a year after. Anyway, I think one of the biggest problems with that movie, too, is the Goombas are lizards, and Yoshi does not look like Yoshi, because Yoshi was one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, Yoshi was terrifying.
And he was this weird little velociraptor. Like, yes, he's a dinosaur, but in this world, he was like...
And the Goombas being lizards with the tiny heads was just slightly unnerving. It looked like the visual effects team was just a bunch of stoners.
It looks like the visual effects...
They got together and ordered pizza and said, hey, this is what happens.
It looks like the visual effects team didn't ever play the video game.
Yeah.
And they just got an outline of what it's about. They're like, what's a Goomba? I don't know. It's a weird little mushroom guy. Nah, that doesn't sound right.
And I was let down the fact of what they did with Bowser, Koopa, or whatever they want to call him, because they didn't use both in that movie, right?
They called him King Koopa.
King Koopa's right.
So, I mean, Dennis Hopper did a good job for what he had, I guess.
Yeah, the script he was given, he wasn't bad, but it was for being the giant turtle lizard that tries to take over the world. He was just an evil businessman that had
a magic
portal.
Who was a germaphobe, if you remember correctly.
How are you a germaphobe? You live in the sewer with giant talking lizards. Have you ever seen a lizard's cage?
Yeah.
They don't clean up after themselves.
No, I know.
Pretty sure that's why there were so many mushrooms walking around.
And then, it's a stupid movie. I enjoyed it. It gets ripped apart by everybody. But Double Dragon, I saw it. I don't remember it. Honestly, that's a throwaway movie.
I'm pretty sure I watched it because Double Dragon was another game that I loved. But let's see here. Double Dragon, the movie. I'm going to see if I can pull a picture to jog the old memory. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did watch this movie.
Who was in it?
Scott Wolf and Mark DeCostos.
Yeah. I barely remember that movie.
The production value put it somewhere between a USA Up All Night B movie and the Power Rangers.
Okay. Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
And there was, that was before special effects and fighting in movies had really become something Hollywood was good at. It was atrocious.
Well, then after that, Street Fighter, which the acting in that movie is so bad, except for
Bison.
Yeah, Gomez. What's his name? Raul.
Raul Julia.
Yeah.
Julia.
He was battling cancer in that movie. The only reason he did that movie is because his kids were fans and he wanted to do something that they could watch and enjoy and everything like that.
Yeah, so they got this huge big name actor because he's like, I got to do something for my kids.
Right. But I mean, to watch that movie, because that's one of his last roles and he's going through cancer while filming this and you're just like, oh man. And then they have Jean-Claude Van Damme, who's an American hero with a French accent, right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah. And they didn't get his hair right.
They did a lot of things right in that movie.
I feel like with the Street Fighter movie, the problem was they tried to put way too much plot into it. Like, the video game itself had even less of a plot than the Mortal Kombat games did.
Right.
It was literally just a fighting tournament. But then they took the Street Fighter movie and then had to put all these geopolitical things into it and different covert agents. Like, what are you guys doing? Like,
well, what cracks me up is in the 80s, we had some good fighting movies. We had Bloodsport. We had Karate Kid, you know, which are basic stories. All they had to do was take something like maybe the theme of Bloodsport and just make it put a Street Fighter spin on it. Mm-hmm. And it might have been better. I don't know. Mortal Kombat, I really enjoyed as crappy of a movie as that was. I kept expecting more because of the game, but
yeah,
it was still fun.
I did enjoy that one. The second one was less enjoyable.
The second one is still enjoyable to me, but they also tried too much with the special effects and failed.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the budget. But we did get a really awesome song out of those movies. Dun 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 dun. Mortal Kombat. Yeah, you know. And then fast forward with Wing Commander, which I never saw.
I think I tried watching it once, and it was just a very, very bad sci-fi movie that had a plot that I had no idea what was going on.
Okay. And then we go into the next resurgence of movies with the Lara Crofts with Angelina Jolie, which are horrible.
They're horrible movies, but I enjoy those. When they came out, I was 14, and they had Angelina Jolie in them, and I liked her ever since she was in Hackers.
You weren't 14 in 2001.
Was that when that came out?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was 21. Whatever, I was legal. and John Voight was in them. I mean, they had some decent actors. Yeah. It was just they again tried to use too much realism to throw it into this video game plot of ancient mysteries unlocked in the tomb raiding.
Well, and here's my thing too, and this goes into the next movie that came out of Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm.
The first Resident Evil, yes, it's based in a mansion type of thing. And there's a secret government.
Are you talking about the game or the movie?
The game.
Okay. The first Resident Evil game in itself, they could have taken that script and made a dynamite movie.
Right. And like, they kind of incorporated it with this one, but they didn't really stick in the house. It all went all underground, which the first game kind of dealt with. But the first game, if I remember correctly, was mainly the mansion that she was part of. Also, throwing in
The first movie, it was a giant supercomputer using lasers to try and cut people apart. That's what the whole freaking first movie was.
It was still part of the Umbrella Corporation, and they had the T virus and everything like that. But
yeah, but there was barely even any zombies in the first Resident Evil movie. Like, there was a handful of them, but the game was literally trying to shoot your way out of a mansion that with zombies were attacking you.
True.
Oh, true. Sounds like a artificial intelligence supercomputer buried under. Shut up.
What's funny is on the sequels, they kind of just loosely took the ideas of Resident Evil
made zombie movies
and went their own way
fairly enjoyable.
Yeah, I think they realized that they were trying to cater too much to the video game nerds, and they were tearing it apart. And then finally, they were like, "We're just gonna make a fun action movie with some of the video game references in, so you guys could be happy."
And let's be honest, 5 times you get to see Mila Jovovich be a complete
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Complete awesome. That's better than the word I can't say on the on the air.
Gotcha. Because the kids. House of the Dead. You remember playing that game in the arcade?
I remember it sucking quarters out. The only time I ever got to play it, when you go to like the Boardwalk USA, you got the unlimited free play cards. It's the only time you got to play that game longer, like 2 minutes.
Again, the concepts there, it would have made a good movie. The movie is not good at all. I remember watching it and going, what am I watching? And I think Uwe Boll, who is a German director, directed most of these flops, because I'm pretty sure he did House of the Dead, Alone in the Dark, Blood Rain, Postal.
All of those make some of the worst of list.
Yeah, he gets like the worst director of all time. Because I didn't see Alone in the Dark.
We can go for not just our opinions, but from Rotten Tomatoes, they put together the 42 video game movies ranked worst to best, and the very worst ones with a 1% is Alone in the Dark.
By Uwe Boll, right? Does it show the director? Yeah.
Mortal Kombat Annihilation at 2%.
Oh, come on. I'd rank it higher up than Doom.
House of the Dead by Uwe Boll, 3%. In the Name of the King, A Dungeon Siege Tale by Uwe Boll at 4%.
That movie, I did not finish. That movie I started because it has Jason Statham in it. I'm like, okay, this should be a fun movie. I'm not expecting anything great. I started the movie. I made it maybe 30 minutes into it. It's like they took Jason Statham and put him with a high school cast of their first time in drama, because the acting's horrible. The graphics are atrocious.
I got to read this one because it's going to fit perfectly. It's the critics' consensus from Rotten Tomatoes about Dungeon Siege Tale. Featuring a mostly wooden performance, laughable dialogue, and shoddy production values, In the Name of the King fulfills all expectations of a Uwe Boll film.
Yeah. That's the thing, is I remember watching it, and I'm like, I have to turn this off. This is not good. And I think I got that, you know, back when Netflix actually delivered the disc, so I had waited for that movie to come in the mail. At least I didn't pay, like, actual money, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Blood Rain was the next in line at 4%, also Uwe Boll. That's one that I don't think I made that one through it.
I made it through it.
I worked at a video store, brought it home, and still didn't take the time to finish it.
Well, again, a cool concept of a video game. She's a vampire assassin during World War II taking out Nazis. So the story's right there. Like, you can go any which way you want with that. And I don't know. It's like the studios are like, yeah, go ahead and make what you want. You just don't have a budget to do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you had a budget, I don't know if it would have been any better.
Yep. The next up on the list for Rotten Tomatoes is Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li at 5% Rotten Tomatoes. Ugh. Forgot Chris Klein was in that movie.
Was he really?
So was Michael Clark Duncan.
What?
Yeah, I feel like we should go back and watch that one just to see what went on with it.
How bad it is.
Another Uwe Boll next is Postal.
Mm-hmm.
Then Hitman Agent 47, and Silent Hill Revelation, then Wing Commander, then Street Fighter, and then we start getting to some of the decent movies after that. But
where's Far Cry?
Far Cry.
Because that's another one I don't think I finished, because that's Uwe Boll as well.
Let's see here. Resident Evil, Lara Croft, Pokemon, Need for Speed.
I don't. It's not on there? It's so bad it's not even on there?
It might not be.
Wow.
Resident Evil, Angry, Final Fantasy, Mortal Kombat. This is good podcasting. This is me read a list in my head.
Right. Well, and the thing with...
It didn't make it on this list.
Sweet. Because I think that was like one of his first movies. That and Post... No, maybe not, because the other movies came out before that one. But yeah, that movie was awful, too. I liked the game, hated the movie. One another one, too. Final Fantasy Spirits Within.
Mm-hmm. Really cool graphics.
It's an okay movie for what it is. I'm not a Final Fantasy nerd.
Mm-hmm.
I know enough about it, but like that one was just the, at the time, the technology that they used was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The story is kind of eh.
Yeah.
And then Final Fantasy VII Advent Children was a really good movie.
That's the one I'm thinking of. I like, yeah, Advent Children was
with
the
Cloud?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that's good. Spirits Within was a little, they tried to do something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Didn't work. But I don't know. There's a lot on this list. Like, you don't like Prince of Persia: Sands of Time. Again, great video game, great story. Movie, not so much, but it was still entertaining to me.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for this rebirth.
Well, they're making good ones. Like I said, if they did the Rampage, what they did with Detective Pikachu is good. The new Tomb Raider one, the sequel's coming out for that. I thought that was a really, really well done movie. Like
the first Tomb Raider? Well, not the first one, but
the new Tomb Raider.
Yeah, because they revamped it just like the quote unquote new Tomb Raider did, was they mm-hmm. brought in a different type of Lara Croft and pushed her to the forefront. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at these lists in the past and like, I love video games. I like video game movies. I'm just tired of being disappointed. Doom, one of my all-time favorite franchises.
Mm.
And
even has one of our favorite actors, judging by our celebrity spotlight last month.
The Rock.
The Rock could not save Doom.
No. Well, I mean, they take... Okay, so the story of Doom is they go to Mars to do some excavating and everything. They find a portal to hell, and demons come out and take everything. In Doom the movie, it's a virus. It's not demons, it's a virus. And then the acting in it is... Eh. There's some cool throwbacks to the game. I've only seen that movie once. I can't bring myself to watch it again.
It's painful. It seems like even the references, like, oh, look, the video game nerds will like this, are so over the top, like when it does the POV shot. You're like, this is awful.
Yeah, when it goes first person, you're like, ah, cool. All right, this has gone on way too long.
I would say another overperforming video game movie for me is the Angry Birds movies. I went into that expecting a dumpster fire of complete Hollywood garbage, and those movies were both very entertaining.
Well, and that's what cracks
more so than I thought they could be based on an iPhone game of physics.
Right, and that's what like makes me kind of... Because when I saw that they were doing a Minecraft movie, I'm like, seriously? There's no story in Minecraft. I mean, there's story modes for like expansions and everything, but overall, the main game, you mine, you build, you create.
Look what they did with the Lego movies.
I know. That's why I'm that's why I'm kind of excited, but here's the thing is...
Just don't look at what Playmobil did.
Yeah. The thing is it's on my list, at least, it's a live-action movie and not an animated one, so... It's going to be interesting to see if that's actually live action, what they're going to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you said, the Angry Birds movie, we both went in thinking, this is going to be horrible. In fact, it was the second movie after Ninja Turtles at the drive-in.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, yeah, we'll stay. Why not? And then we all stayed up and went like, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that Tetris does scare me for that part, because when it's the live action part with Angry Birds, with animation you have a little more freedom because you can do more things that are unbelievable. You're trying to make something live action that's realistic,
mm-hmm.
then suddenly you're like, are, please tell me that we're not really going to be trying to build walls or something like that.
Well, I mean, look what, okay, so what was it? Late 2000s when they tried to do the board game movies and they did Battleship and they tried to make it Alien. That wasn't a very good movie.
Rihanna was in that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then Pixels.
Pixels had its moments. It was entertaining, but it was not a good movie. That's definitely a B movie quality one.
But they did a good job, like referencing. I would rather watch that than some of the other video game movies.
Yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph, loosely based off of a Donkey Kong kind of. So.
And there's plenty of video game references. I mean, you get good. Just go look at the freeze frames of the Easter eggs in the Wreck-It Ralph movies, and there's hundreds and hundreds of. Cool little Easter eggs that feature old video games. And
so, I mean, the video games have been represented very well in some movies. Pokemon, the first movie from the animated series. There's been a lot of like straight to DVD type of movies that have been better than the blockbuster ones.
So it's going to be interesting when this convergence comes together, because I look at something like that Netflix... what was the one that was like a choose your own adventure?
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. And the episode Bandersnatch.
Mm-hmm.
And how far is it from the near future where you can kind of combine that with a computer generated movie where you can kind of make your own adventure along the way, and the movie actually changes depending on what decisions get made.
Well, I mean, they have tons of video games right now that are. Choose your own adventure, type.
If you take all the cutscenes and string them together, you basically have a mediocre plot of something going across.
Right. I mean, because like if they took, and that's the thing is like I look at some video games like Life is Strange where you play through it and it's a choose your own adventure type of thing. Like your choices affect the way the rest of the game goes and your decisions in the future, which has tons of replayability to it. And I look at this, I'm like, man, this would make a really good movie. And then I step back and go, would it? Because with games like that where you can actually choose stuff, if it's just all laid out for you and you're just watching it, not actually choosing stuff, and you don't get to see like your decisions have a thing, it won't. So if they can incorporate that like they did with Bandersnatch, then yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking there's going to be a few bad tries before it gets good, but I think once that convergence happens, it's going to be great. I'm also... how do I say this? I just get worried about some of the movies that could be coming, because we've also noticed that the history of video games, by the time they get a movie made, the popularity of video game has somewhat waned. So you can almost bet money right now that there's studios clamoring to try and make something like an Overwatch movie and a Fortnite movie. But by the time all those agreements get put together and something gets made... it's not going to be, air quotes, cool anymore.
True, unless there's a new game. Like, I think, because like, they have an untitled Gears of War movie coming out, which I think is going to be great, because that game itself has a great backstory in history. And spoiler alert, Gears of War 5 opens up for a sequel to that. So maybe they'll do the movie coinciding with that. I don't know.
See, that's even that one. The Gears of War movie's coming around. 5 video games have come and gone.
Well, I mean, and when you look at this too, Minecraft set to release March 4th, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Minecraft's been around for 11 years now.
And right? I just hope because my little one's huge into Minecraft right now. My only hope is that they can come up with a premise other than a kid and his family go sucked into a dimension to save their family life or something like that, because that seems to be the go-to from Tron to Mario Brothers to all these things. Well, that's let's go beyond a magic portal that takes you to video game land.
Tron, because that was a video game first, right?
Technically, it was. Yeah. Well, that was a movie first, right?
Was it? I don't know. Anyway.
Let's double check my facts. You go with your
technically, that is a video game movie that is entertaining. And is that on Disney Plus?
I believe so.
All right. Legacy was a little bit of a letdown, but it was fun to see the graphics come a long way. I know there was a rumored Tron 3 at one point, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
I really liked the remade Tron too.
Well, and here's the thing too, is it's sad when you can look at like the fan made video game stuff that are, you know, 20 minutes long or whatever, that have better production value, better story than a Hollywood blockbuster video game movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've made some, YouTube did that Halo miniseries one, like the Fall of Reach or whatever, and that was amazing. It was so good.
Well, didn't they have the Red versus Blue that came out years before that too?
Red versus Blue is a different thing, but...
Yeah, but still, it's...
It's Red versus Blue is Rooster Teeth taking the cinematic aspect that you can create in Halo and making side stories with the characters, and it's goofy and funny and not kid appropriate, but still great. And then YouTube ran that Mortal Kombat series that was like 6 episodes long or something like that, and it was very well done, and it kind of gave the backstory of like the characters and everything like that. So with Netflix being able to create their own stuff too, I don't know.
And maybe the next step is one of these video game companies gets in cahoots with something like a Netflix or Disney Plus to create a sustainable series that releases content in conjunction with the games that are going along.
Well, not only that, I mean, you can look, take Halo, there's 5 of them now, not counting ODST and Halo Wars, but there's 5 of them getting ready to be 6. You could turn that into a very well done series like The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because they were, what, it was rumored at one point that they were going to do a movie, and yay, but at the same time you go, okay, a 2-hour movie for a video game that has a lot of heart, story, and feeling into it, kind of just pushed into a 2-hour movie?
Yeah, it's definitely takes a chunk out of it.
But if they could build up a universe like The Mandalorian did, I mean, they have...
Well, imagine if you had your video game DLC, how much easier would it be to swallow the extra cost you have to pay for that? If there's like a 6-episode miniseries that accompanies you to explain exactly what's happening when it shows up.
That's true. Well, that's why like in the late 2000s too, like with Dante's Inferno and Dead Space, those two games, they didn't do full-fledged like blockbuster, but they did like an hour and 10-minute animated series that went with it and then some comic books. And I'm like, that I appreciate. Because the animated movies were pretty well done too and kind of filled in the gaps of the game. So
yeah. Gives people that want to get into it a way to do it without having to pretend that the entire world needs to be really into it.
Yeah. Because I think Warcraft would have been good as a series, too.
Yeah.
Maybe they should do that. Hey, Disney. Well, I mean, just think if they did Tron as a miniseries. Not necessarily like another, we don't need another movie, but like...
Well, any of those things, you could just create... You wouldn't even have to follow the video games necessarily. You could just use the world created by the video game and make a story that takes place in that world.
So with that said, next video game movie, Sonic. It looks better than it did, but it still doesn't look great, but I'm still going to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, right?
I feel like we have to now since they did all that work to change it for it. But
and I kind of want to watch the Mario Brothers movie again. It's so dumb, but it's still fun. It's still fun.
Bob Hoskins has a special place in my heart. It's probably Roger Rabbit's fault, but...
Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo, they did their best with that movie. They did what they could.
I imagine that we'll close it up with this full servo, that the set of Mario Brothers had to be a whole lot of eye rolling. We're doing what? Okay.
Considering that Nintendo Land is now a thing...
Oh, I want to go there so bad.
You know, they're going to have actual Super Mario World that you can go in, and then you see this movie that's supposed to be gritty New York and then like underneath New York type of thing. I'm excited for the new remake of that Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah, yeah. But let us know what you think. What are some of your favorite video game movies or some of your least favorite?
Don't say Doom. You can say Doom is your least favorite. Don't say it as your favorite.
Yeah, we could just pretend Doom doesn't exist. How about that? Let us know in the comments. Just go to the Facebook page or the Twitter, the Instagram, you know. Find us on there.
The Soch.
Let us know your thoughts. And we thank you once again so much for joining us. You know, we're an episode shy of 100 podcast episodes now.
Yeah, the math checks out.
I feel old. All right, it's Beano Derek, and we'll talk at you next week.